Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai Fehér. Today, we are going to learn how to take any shape in the real world, make a digital copy of it, and place it into our virtual world. These can be done through something that we call differentiable rendering. What is that? Well, simple, we take a photograph and find a photorealistic material model that we can put in our light simulation program that matches it. What this means is that now we can essentially put this real material into a virtual world. This work did very well with materials, but it did not capture the geometry. This other work is from Wenzel Jakob's group, and it jointly found the geometry and material properties. Seeing these images gradually morph into the right solution is an absolutely beautiful sight. But, as you see, high-frequency details were not as good. You see here, these details are gone. So, where does this put us? If we need only the materials, we can do really well, but then no geometry. If we wish to get the geometry and the materials, we can use this, but we lose a lot of detail. There seems to be no way out. Is there a solution for this? Well, Wenzel Jakob's amazing light transport simulation group is back with guns blazing. Let's see what they were up to. First, let's try to reproduce a 3D geometry from a bunch of triangles. Let's see, and... ouch! Not good, right? So, what is the problem here? The problem is that we have tons of self-intersections leading to a piece of tangled mesh geometry. This is incorrect. Not what we are looking for. Now, let's try to improve this by applying a step that we call regularization. This guides the potential solutions towards smoother results. Sounds good, hoping that this will do the trick. Let's have a look together. So, what do you think? Better, but there are some details that are lost, and my main issue is that the whole geometry is in fluctuation. Is that a problem? Yes, it is. Why? Because this jumpy behavior means that it has many competing solutions that it can't choose from. Essentially, the algorithm says, maybe this, or not, perhaps this instead. No, not this. How about this? And it just keeps going on forever. It doesn't really know what makes a good reconstruction. Now, hold on to your papers and let's see how the new method does with these examples. Oh my! This converges somewhere, which means that at the end of this process, it settles on something. Finally! This one knows what good is. Fantastic! But now, these geometries were not that difficult. Let's give it a real challenge. Here comes the dragon. Can it deal with that? Just look at how beautifully it grows out of this block. Yes, but look, the details are not quite there. So, are we done? That's it? No, not even close. Do not despair for a second, this new paper also proposes an isotropic remeshing step, which does this. On the count of 1, 2, 3. Boom, we are done. Whoa, so good. And get this, the solution is not restricted to only geometry, it also works on textures. Now, make no mistake, this feature is not super useful in its current state, but it may pave the way to even more sophisticated methods 2 more papers down the line. So, importing real geometry into our virtual worlds? Yes, please. This episode has been supported by Cohere AI. Cohere builds large language models and makes them available through an API so businesses can add advanced language understanding to their system or app quickly with just one line of code. You can use your own data, whether it's text from customer service requests, legal contracts, or social media posts, to create your own custom models to understand text, or even generate it. For instance, it can be used to automatically determine whether your messages are about your business hours, returns, or shipping. Or it can be used to generate a list of possible sentences you can use for your product descriptions. Make sure to go to cohere.ai/papers or click the link in the video description and give it a try today. It's super easy to use. Thanks for watching and for your generous support, and I'll see you next time.